Joshua chapter number 6. A very, very familiar event in the Bible, and man, one of my favorites. I can remember my great-grandpa would take me when I was just a child, and he would grab me up and set me up on his knee, and he would say, he called me Joshy or Joshua or something like that. He said, let me tell you about Joshua that fit the battle at Jericho. So I've heard this story so many times in my life. My great-grandpa had a wonderful great-grandpa that wanted to tell us about Jesus and tell us old tales and stuff. Man, I sure do miss that. But anyway, getting back to where we're at tonight. So this story is something that's very familiar to all of us or most of us. And as we get in here tonight, we're also going to be looking at this from the perspective of following God or examples in God's Word of people who followed God when God don't make sense. So when you start in Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 1, the Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut. Now when you get to Jericho, if you go back and you do just a little reading, a little studying, you can find that Jericho was a city that had a great fortified wall around it. And it should have been a place that was almost unconquerable. Should have been someone that no enemy that come against it should have been able to succeed against Jericho. And we know how that spies had been sent over into the land of Canaan and how that God had already told the children of Israel that they were going to be victorious. But sometimes when God tells us that we're going to be victorious, and sometimes when we feel, there may even be times in our lives that we feel and we know that we're going to be victorious, and then all of a sudden something comes in our life like a Jericho, something that comes in front of us, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't know if I'm going to have victory over this or not. How in the world can I have victory over this? But as we get into Joshua chapter number 6, the Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. So the people of Jericho had heard about the children of Israel, and they'd shut the doors. They wouldn't let nobody out, nobody in, because they kind of were afraid of them. And verse number 2, and the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. So God tells Joshua, look, you may see a big fortified city in front of you. You may see something that looks like there's no way that you would be able to have victory over, that you would be able to win. There's no possible way that you and these people that are with you should be able to go into battle and have victory. But God tells Joshua, I have given you victory. Now there's one thing that we must understand. When God tells us something, that we can bank on it. Mark her down. It's going to happen. It's what it's going to be. And God, and even in His Word, He tells us that He cannot lie. And when He tells us something, that we can count on it. But sometimes in our physical state and in our fleshly state, it's hard sometimes for us to comprehend the promises that God's given us in His Word. There's times in our life that it's hard for us to say, you know what, I know God said this in His Word, but I'm not feeling it right now. I don't know whether you ever have that or not, but there's times in my life that, hey, I can look back and say, well, I don't feel this or that. Well, I'm glad that I'm not a child of God by my feelings. I'm a child of God by the grace of God, the mercy of God, and by Jesus Christ giving His life for me. But as we look into this tonight, it says in verse number 3, and you shall compass the city, all you men of war. Now, if I had been Joshua, that's almost oxymoron, right? So if I had been Joshua and God comes to me and I got this great big fortified city in front of me, and God comes and says, you're going to be victorious. You're going to win. You're going to defeat Jericho. There's no possible way that they can come against you. When you go and you take the children of Israel and you come into battle with Jericho, you're going to win. And if I'm Joshua and God tells me that, the next thing that I'm going to expect that I'm going to turn around and God's going to provide some great big army. God's going to provide some great big weapon. God's going to send F-16s flying over to take out the walls of Jericho. That God's going to do just something just completely amazing and out of this world in order for me to have victory over Jericho. But I want you to notice what God begins to tell Joshua. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Now, if I'm Joshua and God tells me that we're going to be victorious over Jericho, we're going to get through this big fortified wall, and I'm looking for all of this amazing, just something out of this world to happen to take down this wall. And then God says, and here's how you're going to do it. You're going to walk. What, God? No, God, that don't make sense. See, God, it would make sense that you're going to give us this city if you were saying, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a great wind. I'm going to send an earthquake. I'm going to send this, and we're going to overthrow this city. Then you could say, all right, God, I know you got it. This is what's going to happen. God, I believe. But when God looks at you and says, okay, so here's how we're going to win this. Today you're going to walk around one time. Tomorrow you're going to walk around one time. And you're going to do this for 6 days in a row. And then you're sitting there going, okay, God, I hear you. Then on that seventh day, what are you going to do, God? Well, on that seventh day, you're going to walk around six times. And then on the seventh time when you walk around, you're going to blow trumpets. All right, God, then what are you going to do? And then the wall's going to fall. And God, that don't even make sense. How in the world do you expect me to take this back to the people and have them believe in me as their leader? How do you expect me to take this to the people and them go, yes, let's do this. This is going to be amazing. Because if I was the people, I'd be going, Joshua, you have lost your mind. That don't make sense. That don't even sound like it can happen. That don't even, and you know, as we look at this, I believe that one thing about this is God was going to be sure that when this wall fell, that nobody could take credit for it but God. You know, I've asked several times here, and y'all probably have even heard me pray, that God, I want you to do something so amazing in Fellowship Baptist Church that there's no way anybody could give me credit for it, that there's no way that anybody could give you credit for it. And that's what I want to happen. I want God to move in such an amazing way that everybody goes, there's no way that happened except God. And I believe that that's what was happening right here in Jericho. Because it makes absolutely no sense. There's no reasoning behind it. There's no way that you could look and say, okay, I can see how that can happen. There's going to be enough. I mean, even if God had looked at them and said, now on that seventh day, I want all of you to walk to the wall. And I want you to put your hands on the wall and I want you to begin to push. But see, then we go back to what we can do, what our might is, what our work can do. And so many times, our work gets in God's way. Because we're looking at what we can do instead of what God's fixing to do. And he says here, so after you walk around six times and on the seventh time, I want you to begin to shout. Verse number 7. And he said to the people, pass on and come past the city and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets. And the rearward, sorry, that's a hard word for me, came after the ark, and the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. See, our problem is sometimes when God don't make sense, we don't listen for God's instructions. There were some very specific instructions that the people had to follow in order for this to happen. And Joshua said, you know, on day one, day two, through day six, when you're compassing the city, when you're walking around this wall, you got to be quiet. You can't talk. Don't make any noise. And even on the seventh day, the first six times that we walk around, you be quiet. This proves right here that the children of Israel wouldn't Baptist because we could have never made it that long without talking. It would have never happened. But he says, you do this and you don't talk. Because if they were Baptists, what would have happened is man A would have looked at man B and said, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. They would have been murmuring and complaining. And let's just put it right where it's at. If it had been pretty much the human population at all nowadays. Because you know what? It's kind of crazy how that everybody has opinion and they think that everybody else wants to know their opinion. But I promise you, most of the time, nobody wants to know your opinion. Because you're not going to change their opinion anyway. I mean, that's amen, that's a good place. Okay, I'll move on from there. But as we go forward in his, and he, there's some specific instructions, but a lot of times when God don't make sense in our life, all right, when God don't make sense, I begin to question what God's doing. I begin to question how God is going to do it, instead of saying, okay, God, I trust you're going to do it. What do I need to do? See, the children of Israel, they were willing to listen to Joshua. They were willing to say, you know what? Tell us what we need to do. We're going to follow what God has given you. We're going to follow what God has told you. So they began to walk around the wall of Jericho. They began to do exactly what Joshua said, and they followed the instructions that God had given them, even though God didn't make sense. How many times have you seen people that have quit going to church? I mean, maybe their lifestyle hadn't really changed that much besides they just can't go to church anymore or whatever. Or maybe some that has just said, you know what, I'm done trying to live a Christian life. And it was because something came in their life that didn't make sense to them. And some of you have been through some things that don't make sense, and there's no way possible that here on this side of eternity that will ever make sense out of it. But there again, we're going back to what we can see, smell, touch, hear, taste, feel. We're going on what we understand. And what did we discover the very first time that we started with this? God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways and thoughts are way higher than ours. So here, even though that Joshua didn't understand and the people may not understand, they followed God's word. Excuse me, let's bump up a verse or two if we can right here. Verse number 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early without the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Now listen, I believe, this again may prove that these people are not Baptist. See, if they were Baptist, when Joshua said, shout, they went, yay, woo, praise the Lord. You know, we like to worship like this. Oh, Lordy. You know, there's a lot. Anyway, I'm going to get into that. But I believe when Joshua, when they made that sixth time and they started that seventh time, I believe when he turned around, he told the people, shout. I believe that they fully, completely believed that God was fixing to do what he told him was going to do. I don't believe there was a doubt. See, if there had been a doubt, it probably would have been a, yay, let me see if my neighbor's going to shout. Let me see if this person's going to shout. Let me see what happens when everybody else begins to shout. See, and you can't do that. You can't wait on everybody else. You can't look for everybody else to do what God's gave you instructions to do. But I believe when Joshua turned around and he said, shout, I believe the people, they began to shout. Whoa, I mean, I believe it was a racket. I'm not going to shout because I'd blow you out of here tonight. But I believe that they wholeheartedly believed that God was fixing to take down this wall. I believe that they said, you know what? We know what God's instructions are. This don't make sense. We don't know how God's going to do it, but we're going to follow what God has told us. Sometimes in our life, there's going to be things that are in front of us that look impossible, that look like there's no way we can have victory over them, that look like there's no possible way that we should be able to overcome this. But if we'll follow God's instructions for our life, we'll follow God's word, then God's word will always prove out true for us, and even though it may not make sense, there have been times, I know we went to this scripture because this is one scripture that I lean on so much, but at the same time is so hard to understand sometimes, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. That's one of those verses, that's one of my trust verses that I have to go to over and over again because there's things that come along. Hey, one of my preacher friends just this week had something happen in his life and I hadn't even talked to him about it. I mean, it's one of them stupid things that shouldn't come up ever, but he had something come up and I look and even had a discussion with Autumn, what in the world's going on? Autumn even looked at me and said, how in the world can God let stuff like that happen to somebody? And you look and you say, well, now, God, you promised in your word that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. But this don't make sense. And if we're not real careful, we'll begin to question God in the middle of that. God, that don't make sense. But again, we're going on an understanding of an earthly understanding. We don't know what God's doing. We never understand His ways are not our ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. But when these people began to shout and the wall fell down, and why is it that, how many of you in here really believe this story, that it really happened? Amen. I do too. I was doing a little reading about Jericho this afternoon, and I tell you what, Wikipedia is stupid because they said this didn't happen because they couldn't find the wall. Amen, it fell down. I can tell you why they ain't find the wall. Amen, prove it. So, I believe that this happened 100%. Okay? But why is it so easy for me to believe that Joshua chapter 6 happened and to put my faith and trust in God's word, and then when my Jericho shows up tomorrow and God don't make sense, I have trouble trusting God. I have trouble going, you know what? Joshua, like I said, my great-grandpa always says, Joshua fit the battle at Jericho. Joshua didn't fight at all. God done all of his fighting for him. He just had to trust God and listen to God's instructions about it. So how come when God don't make sense in our life? If we can believe Joshua chapter number 6, then we should believe that, what's today's date? August 22nd, is that right? Yeah. We should believe August 23rd that God is still able to take down the Jericho in your life. That God is still able to do those works. Quit trying to do it yourself. Trust God and say, God, I know this don't make sense. God, I don't know why this has come, but I believe with all of my heart I'm going to listen for your instructions. God, I'm going to listen for you to tell me what to do. I'm going to do my best to do it, and then I'm going to watch you work. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in you. Verse number 17, in the city shall be accursed, even it, all them that are therein, and the Lord, only Rahab the harlot shall live. That's a completely different message all in itself, and we won't talk about Rahab tonight, but she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent in. Verse number 20, let's see the conclusion of this, and we'll be finished. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man, woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. So God done exactly what he told him he was going to do, because they followed his instructions. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, and I'm going to rephrase this just a little bit, that says, greater is he that is in the world than you. Now, if you read the verses in the Bible, it's what it says. Greater is he that's in the world than you. So it don't make sense sometimes when we see that wall come up, because it's greater than us. But the verse in the Bible actually says, greater is he that's within me. Not me. Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. When that wall comes up and God says he's going to take it down, trust him. And if he tells you to walk, get to walking. If he tells you to shout, get to shouting. Whatever God's instructions are, he's going to do his part if we'll do ours. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do for us. God, I just want to ask you tonight to help us when things don't make sense to us. God, when things come in our life and we can't even understand why we're facing these things, and then, God, you start giving us instructions and we go, God, that don't make sense. God, I pray that you will increase our faith. And I know one way to do that is that we walk closer with you, God, and we seek you and your word in a relationship, God, through prayer. And God, that we ask you to speak to our hearts, that we may be right in the middle of the instructions that you've given us. And God, we know that you'll do your part. God, I just want to thank you and praise you for the many illustrations that you've given us in your word about how you've come through, about how you delivered, and about how you've given victory. And God, I pray that you'll help us as we go out tomorrow, that we will follow you, that we'll point others to the cross of Christ, and that we'll give you glory. God, touch all the prayer requests that we had at the beginning of the service tonight. And I know there were several that was unmentioned. God, I pray that you'll just be with our young people, God. I pray that you'll touch in an amazing way. And God, I pray that you'll just help in all the things that's going on in this world, that the ones maybe that are struggling in different ways, God, will find Jesus Christ. And it's his name we pray. Amen.